Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Hey, Massachusetts residents, you're going to notice a little more money coming out of your paychecks. That's because new payroll deductions kick in today for the state's paid family and medical leave program. The estimated $800 million initiative is aimed at making it easier for workers to take time off for personal medical needs or to care for a family member or bond with a new child, all with less financial worry. The benefits will be available to every worker in the state and affect every employer. WBUR Bostonomics reporter Zeninjor Enwemeka joins us now to talk more about the new payroll deductions and the paid leave program. Welcome back, Zeninjor.
Hi.
Hi there. So, okay, what payroll deductions will workers start to see now?
So the new payroll tax is 0.75%, so less than 1%. Now, part of the tax will be paid by employers and part of it will be paid by employees. So the way it breaks down for workers is basically this. Workers will pay a maximum of 38 cents for every $100 they earn. So let's say someone makes $50,000 a year, they could see a deduction of roughly $189 a year. Now, it could be less than that if your employer offers a more generous leave package, but that's the max under the state program.
In return, what are the benefits workers get under the paid family and medical leave law?
Workers can get up to 12 weeks of paid family leave. So that's to care for a sick family member or bond with a new child or an adopted child, or to manage any family needs due to a family member's active duty military service. Workers can also get up to 20 weeks of paid medical leave, and that's to recover from a serious injury or illness.
My understanding is that the payroll deduction to pay for the program, it starts today. But can workers start taking this paid leave right away?
So that's a good question. In short, no. The benefits don't actually kick in for workers until 2021. The payroll deductions are starting now to fund the paid leave program. And I spoke with Andrew Farnitano about this. He's the spokesman for Raise Up Massachusetts, and that's the coalition of community groups and labor unions that led the push for the ballot measure on paid leave. He says workers are already planning ahead for these benefits.
We've heard from younger workers who are thinking about starting a family and looking forward to starting their family in 2021. We've heard from workers who are caring for a elderly family member, a parent or grandparent, who are looking forward to being able to take the time off they need.
And Farnitano says he's heard from workers who just feel a sense of relief that if something bad happens, they'll now be able to rely on this program.
So that's the workers. What about employers? What's their role? And do they also pay into the fund?
Yes. So employers do contribute to the paid family and medical leave program. Under the law, they have to cover at least 60% of the medical leave contribution, but they aren't required to cover any of the family leave contribution. Now, they could if they want to. Those are just minimum requirements under the state program. And under those minimum requirements, the employer's total contribution works out to be almost the same as workers' contribution. Now, understanding all of this and preparing for the start of these deductions is part of the reason why the tax was delayed from July until now. Businesses just needed more time. Some business groups are still concerned about managing the paid leave program. Christopher Carlozzi of the National Federation of Independent Business in Massachusetts says the program will be a challenge for small businesses.
When a new policy is passed that increases the cost of doing business for them, they can't spread it out amongst a couple different stores or throughout several different states. It's usually that one mom-and-pop business that has to absorb all the costs and find a way to deal with that.
And it's worth noting that for businesses with fewer than 25 people, those employers don't have to contribute to the state fund.
So once it's up and running, will the state program be the only option workers have for paid family and medical leave?
No. And as I mentioned before, companies can offer a more generous paid leave package. The state program basically sets some minimum standards. So an employer could decide to cover more of the paid family leave costs. Companies can also opt out of the state program entirely, as long as they get the state's permission. But they have to provide an alternative to their employees that's comparable. So a company can't go with a private plan and offer less benefits. It has to at least be the same as the state plan. And this private option was another reason the payroll deductions were delayed until now, because insurance companies also needed time to put together a private option. And now there are some of those private options available. Mutual of Omaha, the Hartford Financial Services Group, the Guardian Life Insurance Company, and Prudential Financial all told me that they will offer paid family and medical leave programs that fit the state's guidelines. Leston Welsh of Prudential Financial Group Insurance says the goal is really to give employers some flexibility.
We just partner with the employer, and the employer may decide to adopt a plan that is exactly like the state plan, and that's what we would price and support. Or sometimes employers may decide to enhance those plans, and again, we would provide that support.
Welsh says employers can add more benefits under their plan so they can stay competitive, especially in a tight labor market where they're often competing with other companies for the same workers.
So to that point, do we know if any companies are already planning to opt out of the state program and do something private?
Yes. As of the beginning of this week, the state says there have been over 800 applications from companies that are looking to opt out of the state program, and over 600 have received provisional approval. And I think we can really expect to see more employers going this route. Christopher Guerin of the Associated Industries of Massachusetts says many companies in his organizations are exploring a private option.
I think there's a sense that if companies can do this privately, they would prefer to do that rather than going through the state bureaucracy. So we'll see how many of those companies actually are able to secure a private option by the middle to the end of December.
And December is basically the deadline for companies to get approval from the state to go with a private option.
Okay, that is WBUR's reporters Aninjor and Wemeka. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Okay, again, breaking news this hour. A federal judge has ruled in favor of Harvard University, saying that the university's race-conscious admissions policy is constitutional and does not discriminate against Asian American and white applicants. Stay tuned to WBUR for more. That is our show for today. Radio Boston is produced by Zoe Mitchell, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, Jamie Bologna, and Walter Woofman. Tim Skoog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Tiziana Deering. Do join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.